Welcome to Home and Family Finance with Paul Barry. It's your family, it's your finances, and it's your future. Home and Family Finance is sponsored by the Defense Credit Union Council, serving those who serve our country, and by CUNA, the Credit Union National Association. Now, here's the host of Home and Family Finance, Paul Barry.
Hello, everyone. It's nice to be with you here on Being Financially Fit. Financially fit in your home, your family, and your finances. That's what this is all about, and we say that every week to you. Are you financially fit? We hope that you are. It means, are you saving, not only for your day-to-day expenses and the cost of living, but also for retirement? And do you know how to make sure that you're taking full advantage of the monies that you have today that will make a difference in your lives tomorrow? We hope that you're doing the right thing. That's the whole purpose of the show, to answer those questions about your home, your family, and your finances, and to keep you financially fit throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year, throughout your lifetime. This is a very special time for me. As you know, much of my audience is devoted to the military, as we have the pleasure and the honor of being on the American Forces Network worldwide. And so each week our program is carried to those members of the military, wherever they may be in the country. And, of course, their families here. And it's a wonderful tribute to us to have the right to be there. Not everybody's on this network and can get there, but we've been on now for more than 5 years, and we are very pleased. And so it's a very special time as we prepare to celebrate Memorial Day. And my question to many of you is, what does it mean to you? What does it really mean to you? Is it a day off? Just another day to party and hang out? I'm not saying it's not okay to do that, but do you really understand the meaning behind this? Let me give you just a very brief history, and then I've got another history to give you. 3 years after the Civil War ended on May 5th, 1868, the head of an organization of Union veterans, it's called the Grand Army of the Republic, GAR, established what they called then Decoration Day as a time for the nation to decorate the graves of the war dead with flowers. There was a Major General John A. Logan who declared that Decoration Day should be observed on May 30th each year, and it's believed that date was chosen because flowers, interestingly enough, would be in bloom all over the country. Now, there are some who say it was started in another form, but what is for sure is that it was all about an opportunity to pay tribute to those who have served our country, lost their lives, and just let them know that they would never be forgotten. And the date, May 30th, has sustained even those who say it started earlier by a couple of years here or there. That's the first history that I want you to know. The second history I want you to know is about an organization called Carry the Load. Carry the Load. And this came into existence about 2011 with some 500 participants. And now it has grown to more than 30,000 people taking part. I'm not going to tell you, but I'm going to let my guest tell you about it. I have two gentlemen who are with me today who will be talking to you about this because they are in the midst of doing, starting the 27th in Seattle and May 1st in Boston, a 33-day, 6,600-mile relay is underway to honor and acknowledge those who have lost their lives for the country's freedom, while reminding people the true meaning of Memorial Day. Those two gentlemen are Clint Bruce and Stephen Holly, and they both have earned the right to talk to you because they both have served their country bravely. Both are Navy SEALs, or were, in the SEALs program, and I'm pleased to have them here to talk to you. Clint, Stephen, welcome to Home and Family Finance.
Hello, it's our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Which one am I talking to?
This is Clint Bruce. I'm blessed alongside Stephen and a few others to be one of the co-founders of this organization called Carry the Load, which we started really as a way, honestly, to just kind of help us manage the kind of the anger and the frustration we felt during the Memorial Day weekend. That the Memorial Day weekend had become really everything but that. It had become this mattress sale, this car sale, and we're all about free markets and capitalism, all these other things, but not at the expense of remembering those who are willing to lay everything down for America. And so, you know, we just started doing the fundamental military thing, which is a road march. And prior to 2011, just kind of Stephen and myself and a few others. And then these great American citizens in Texas just kind of came to us and said, hey, we want to do Memorial Day better as well. And that's turned into this really amazing movement called Carry the Load, which, you know, this is the first year we're doing a relay down the West Coast, leaving Seattle, and then this will be our fifth year we've done an East Coast relay, leaving from Boston. And when we walk towards Dallas, and we walk alongside families who have lost someone in service to this nation, either as a firefighter, law enforcement officer, EMT, paramedic, and finally the military. We culminate and focus exclusively on the military during Memorial Day weekend and leading up to that. So it's a very, very special way to honor those who thought we were.
Absolutely. Stephen, explain what Carry the Load really meant. How did that come about?
As Clint said, it came about on the heels of he and I losing some good friends that we had served with in the SEAL teams. And, you know, Clint can tell the story better than I can, but had an experience back in 2009, 2010, time frame walking around a park there in Dallas called White Rock Lake, mm-hmm. and came mm-hmm. across an older gentleman who, you know, he surmised must be a World War II or Korean War veteran. And the gentleman simply stopped him and said, son, who are you carrying? And this happened on Memorial Day morning. And the articulation of who are you carrying, you know, kind of made sense given, you know, the emotions around that holiday and why Clint was out there walking. And so he and I sat down shortly thereafter and decided to put together an event where we could do a couple of things. A, we wanted to, you know, as Clint stated, bring back the meaning of Memorial Day. Secondly, we wanted to raise awareness and resources for existing nonprofit organizations that are serving military and or veteran families, law enforcement, firefighters, and rescue personnel. And the third thing we wanted to do was to build an event that we could give away to other cities, other towns.
I love what you guys are doing. Clint and Stephen, I love what you're doing. And I want to, when we come back, we'll talk about the agencies that you're helping, what's going to happen, how other people can participate and help in the cause. This is Financially Fit. We'll be right back with more. Stay with us.
We want you to be part of the show. Email us with your financial questions. Ask about the Defense Credit Union Council. Tell us what topics you want to hear about. Or just let us know what's on your mind. We'll give you the address in a few minutes. But now, more of Home and Family Finance with Paul Berry.
We continue to ask the question, are you financially fit when it comes to your home, your family, and your finances? We hope that you are. And also, are you ready for the real celebration that should surround Memorial Day? Unfortunately, for many people, it's just another holiday, but that is not the case for Clint Bruce and Stephen Holly, who have started a more meaningful remembrance of what this holiday is really all about. They call it Carry the Load. They are now in the process of making their way to Dallas for a memorial march, and we're very pleased to have them on the program. Guys, this started out with 500 people. What's the size of it today, Clint and Stephen?
Okay, it's amazing. You know, that first year we did this, and it was just kind of Stephen and I and a few other people in 2011, and we did what we call the Memorial Day March, which is a 20-hour and 11-minute walk in remembrance of those who made the ultimate sacrifice. And the point has never been to have anybody walk 20 hours and 11 minutes. For some of us who, you know, kind of need to kind of purge that anger, sadness, frustration, all these other things, you know, you can push out bad pain with good pain. And some of us need that duration, but most of us, we just tell people, carry more than you have to, further than you thought you could, for someone you love and miss that served this nation, and tell us their story. That's why we ask, who are you carrying? And so that first year, you know, we had 500 people, about 100 of them were related to Stephen. And, you know, this last year, we think we had about 50,000 involved across the United States doing what we call the Memorial May National Relay, which is what we're starting today in Seattle and on the 1st in Boston. And then when we walked into Dallas on Memorial Day weekend last year, we had approximately 16,000 people at the Memorial Day March. And it's really amazing. And I tell people all the time, like, Stephen and I aren't that good. This is not a product of good design and execution. This is just what happens when you ask the right people the right question, and they answered as you hope they would. And we said, do you want to do Memorial Day better? And America just loudly and meaningfully says yes. Yeah. And it's fantastic.
Well, it is. Beyond reinforcing the real reason for Memorial Day, folks, the relay also raises money for nonprofit organizations that support military and first responders. Some of the organizations include Building Homes for Heroes, Adaptive Training Foundation, Heroes on the Water, Snowball Express, Legacies Alive, Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation, and much, much more. And that's really, Stephen, that's the important part of this, is that you're able to do good while doing good, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, this is unlike some other charity organizations that, you know, just ask you for money. We provide an interactive way for people to come out, and not only through our corporate sponsors who underwrite these relays and these memorial marches, our participants are able to do their own fundraising through our website. And that's, you know, they have fueled the growth, the money that we've raised over the past 5 years, and we've been lucky enough to be able to give that money back to those nonprofit partners that you mentioned.
And that's a special operations mentality, Paul, is to go to really hard places where there are hard things that need to be done and find the best people and resource them to do the work. And what we find in this nonprofit universe is really some of the most talented and passionate people are the founders and really the dynamic problem solvers. And if you pull them off the line to go raise money, you're losing their energy, focus, and ability to face the problem. And so what Stephen and I always wanted to do is just kind of elevate their visibility and deploy resources into their world so they can do the work. And you keep your best fighters on the line fighting is kind of our mentality, and we've been able to do that. That would care. That's one of the reasons we ran Carry Load the way we tried to.
Yeah, guys, before we go to break, tell me how folks can reach out to you if they are interested in joining or walking or marching or whatever. What do they need to do, and where do they need to go to do it?
They can go to carrytheload.org, and at carrytheload.org, they can register for either the East Coast Relay. They can see the route for both the East and West Coast Relay. They can sign up for a particular portion of that route. They can look at our Dallas Memorial March, or they can look at one of the 30 rallies that we'll have during the month of May all across the United States, where we'll be raising money for those nonprofit partners that we mentioned.
Guys, I love what you're doing. When we come back, I got a couple of other questions to talk to you about. I want to know why you're doing this. I mean, why you're doing this in terms of you've served your country already, and some other stuff. You're listening to Home and Family Finance. Are you financially fit with Paul Berry? We'll be back with more here on the Radio America Network. Listening to Financially Fit with Paul Berry for Home and Family Finance on Radio America. I am your host, and I'm pleased to have you with us. Our program sponsors are the Defense Credit Union Council, the DCUC, and CUNA. We thank them for their continued support of this program dedicated to making all of us financially fit. The Defense Credit Union Council and its member credit unions believe that financial readiness equals mission readiness and supports the efforts of Military Saves in their dedication to improving the financial well-being of our troops. Military Saves is a year-round campaign that seeks to motivate, support, and encourage military families to save money, to reduce debt, and to build wealth. As part of the Department of Defense's financial readiness campaign, Military Saves acts as a resource center for information on financial education and counseling. Check out its links to useful websites for military families where they can learn better money management and can find partners who can help military members achieve their financial goals. Military Saves, set a goal, make a plan, save automatically. Go to militarysaves.org for more information and take the Savers Pledge today. And as we always say to you, you don't have to be in the military to save. We all should be saving. Save at least 5% of whatever you make every month, 5%. And if you do that, you're going to come back and say, Paul, thank you for making sure that I plan for my future. That's what it means to be financially fit, folks, that you're in good financial shape during your entire lifetime. My guests are two gentlemen who don't have to do this. They've already served their country. I mean, the record for Clint Bruce and Stephen Hawley is long and worthwhile. Stephen is co-founder of Carry the Load, graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy in 2000, a SEAL officer at SEAL Teams 5 for 5 years, completed 4 deployments to Iraq and Southeast Asia, currently works and resides in Dallas, where he's formed his own real estate company, Hawley and the Company. Clint Bruce is also a co-founder of Carry the Load. He, too, served as part of the Navy SEAL team, joining back in 1997. During his service, he's had the opportunity to deploy in various positions of command and leadership with 3 consecutive SEAL platoons, 2 of which were post-9/11. He's also a founder and president of Trident Response Group, a global intelligence an advisory group based in Dallas. Now, you know, neither of these gentlemen need to do more. They've done more than most of us will do in a lifetime. But here they are trying to remind us of something so very basic. Guys, I'm glad to see it because, you know, we just overlook sometimes the importance of those who serve in the military and protect us. You guys will never forget what that amounts to, and you paid that price. Why continue? Why not just go ahead and run your business and leave this alone? Leave this to others. Clint? Steven?
I would tell you that the fast answer to that is, you know, service in its purest form is as addictive as anything else. And yeah. It's like being a part of a team sport. It's like being a part of something magical. And once you understand what it does to your soul and what it does to people around you to continue to serve others, you just never want to stop. So what I would tell you is I don't think Steven and I would ever look anybody in the eye and say we've done enough. I think we would very comfortably look people in the eye and go, hey, we're just getting started. And we've been given the opportunity to learn how to serve others well through our sports experience and through, you know, the military experience. So we just can't stop serving. It's as foundational to us as, you know, water, food, and rest.
Yeah, Steven, does it make you angry when people treat Memorial Day holiday like the 4th of July, like it's just another time to get off and go eat some barbecue?
You know, you can't there's some anger and there's some frustration there. But like you said earlier in the program, it's also a celebration of the service and the sacrifice. And people can go to the lake, they can have a barbecue, but if they're not stopping for a minute, 5 minutes, an hour, a day to at least recognize for a moment why that holiday was set up, then yeah, there is something wrong with that. And going back to your previous question on service, mm-hmm. You know, speaking for me personally, and I know I haven't talked to hundreds of other post 9/11 veterans, the transition out of the military is a difficult one, and it wasn't until carry the load and finding an outlet for me to continue to serve that I was really, you know, able to start to at least start becoming whole again, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And so continuing to serve is not something that we chose to do. It's something that we had to do.
It's interesting, guys, because you had to quiet your minds from being trained to be some of the most elite in the country to doing this this service. And I want to thank you both. I wish you had more time. Now, tell me again how people can reach out to you if they're interested in helping and joining you in some way. Go ahead.
CarryTheLoad.org is a great way to do that. It's a pretty one-stop shop for all the information. So if you go to CarryTheLoad.org, go to Facebook and type in Carry the Load, you can find what's going on, where we are on the relay, and ways that you can plug in, participate, donate, volunteer, and help us, one, make Memorial Day matter again, and two, honor all the sacrificial services during the month of May.
Gentlemen, I thank you both, Clint, Stephen. When you come through D.C., let me know. I'll be there to meet you and also to encourage. I appreciate what you're doing. Carry the load, not just for me, but for everybody else out there, and come back and see us again soon, would you please?
Thank you so much.
All right, folks, coming up next, we're going to stay with the military for a little bit. We're going to talk about hiring vets.
Helping you be safe, smart, and secure with your finances. Welcome back to Home and Family Finance with your host, Paul Berry.
And my special thanks to all of the military members, both current serving and those who have served around this around the world on behalf of protecting all of us here in the United States. I really do appreciate your service. As a former Vietnam veteran, it means a lot to me to get to these Memorial Day celebrations and to remember why we really are celebrating Memorial Day. And nothing could lead us better than this segment than that of our first two guests. They were wonderful, Clint and Stephen. And by all means, I encourage you to reach out and make a difference as they do their march ending up in Dallas for Memorial Day. Hiring a vet, obviously, I mean, who wouldn't want to have one or both of those men working for you? And let me just suggest to you that there are lots of veterans out there who are coming out of the military, who have training, who have discipline, who have knowledge, who have grown up, who are worthy of your consideration. because they have put in their time, and it says a multitude about them. There's an Institute for Veterans and Families, military veterans at Syracuse University, emphasizing how employers can turn veteran talent into a competitive advantage in the area of acquisition, deployment, and development. This series of four papers, the second has just been released. It's entitled Revisiting the Business Case for Hiring a Veteran, a Strategy for Cultivating Competitive Advantage. It discusses how to best quantify a veteran employment program. But it also outlines a broad framework for companies that want to fully leverage veteran talent. In simple language, it's a good idea to hire a veteran if you can. It's a good idea to consider a vet and see how you do with your business because you've got somebody in there. You can also go on the website, and we'll have more about that. But let me first introduce my two guests here. One is Nicholas Armstrong. I should introduce him officially as a doctor, Nicholas, on PhD. He's Senior Director for Research and Policy at the Institute for Veterans and Military Service or Families. And he has collaborated, if you will, with Mike Kelly, who is Assistant Vice President, Military Advocacy at USAA. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Nice to have you on the program.
Great to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Talk to us, if you would, now about what this whole business is in terms of why you're doing. I know there's workforce readiness research about the workforce readiness briefs. I've gone on your line. And I'm very excited about all the things that are happening about the Institute that are in place. But what's new here in terms of what you want potential employers to know?
Mike, you want me to go first? You want to take a shot?
Yeah, Nick, why don't you take that one? I think that'd be good.
Yeah, sure. So we're really excited to work with our partners, USA, and collaborate on this effort. You know, a lot of work has gone into, at least in the private sector, in terms of making commitments to hire veterans. And, you know, from a big picture perspective, the unemployment rate for veterans has improved over the last 5 years. But really, you know, we're trying to help employers, you know, move the conversation to not just hiring of veterans, but how can we help veterans make that transition into career paths that they're going to excel in, going to, you know, retain that sense of purpose that they had in the military. And this is sort of the purpose behind this new series that we've launched with USAA. It's to really start to develop some tools that employers can make good use of to get veterans on board and put them to their first best use in their company.
Yeah, and Mike, I don't understand. How is it possible that any company out there that's trying to do well, to make a profit, to be successful, how could they not think about hiring a veteran or at least using those who've already proven their worthiness to this country?
Well, that's quite surprising, but it is true. As Nick mentioned, we have seen a lot of companies step up to the plate and begin to recognize that. And USAA is very committed to helping other companies see the value of veterans. And I think you mentioned it in your intro about the value they bring. So this series of papers that we're doing in partnership with IVMF really helps us to demonstrate to companies the bottom line. Okay, what kind of impact do these veterans and military spouses provide to your bottom line? There is a return on investment because vets, they're rare, valuable, and a very differentiating resource. So we want to change that perception. Mm-hmm. We want to drive even more awareness around the value of veterans and what they can bring to a company. So that's specifically why we're partnering with IVMF to bring these workforce readiness series to the forefront.
Nicholas, do we know how many veterans are out there that are potential employees? Do we have any idea on the numbers?
We do. So we know roughly between what the Defense Department and what VA says that about 200,000 or so service members transition out of the military each year. So that's a sizable number there to take advantage of and to leverage that talent.
And I know the total here, I think they say somewhere in the vicinity of over the past 5 years, about 1 million vets out there who are either working or looking for a job who are available.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It just seems to me that as an employer, you know, I've got a record with these guys who come out with an honorable discharge. that they have gotten to work on time, that they are able and have learned a skill or skills, and that it's somebody that I can count on. Isn't that apparent?
It is apparent, but you know, with fewer and fewer, I mean, I think less than 1% served today. You get fewer folks inside the civilian workforce that have military family connections. And so, you know, we just need to do a little bit better job educating other employers and other hiring managers in terms of what that value proposition that veterans bring to the workforce.
Well, once I received the information, especially at this particular time, about what's going on here, it occurred to me that, you know what, we've got to talk about this, because if you're not thinking about at least finding a vet or hiring a vet, we ought to make it come across your mind. I'm going to find out how you find these people that are available. What should be the route that you take as an employer or as a veteran if you're interested in a job? You're listening to Being Financially Fit with Paul Berry, your home, your family, and your finances. We'll be right back with more. Stay with us.
Want you to be part of the show. Email us with your financial questions. Ask about the Defense Credit Union Council. Tell us what topics you want to hear about, or just let us know what's on your mind. We'll give you the address in a few minutes. But now, more of Home and Family Finance with Paul Berry.
It's Memorial Day. It's time to celebrate that and celebrate it in a way of remembrance. It's okay to have a great time. I'd be the first one to say, make sure you enjoy this day. But I would also encourage you to remember why we're celebrating. Too many of us forget that. You know, think about somebody. And by the way, yeah, we're talking a lot of military here, but tell me who doesn't have a son, a daughter, husband, wife, somebody that's serving in the military right now. I'll bet you don't have to look far to make sure that you can scratch somebody in your family that's serving in the military or who has completed service and who may be out looking for a job. And if that's the case, that's where my guests come in. Nicholas Armstrong, Senior Director for Research and Policy at IBMF, and Mike Kelly, Assistant Vice President Military Advocacy at USAA. They care about the employment of our veterans and getting them back into productive and associated work with what they've learned to do. But the question is how do you find them? If I'm an employer, how do I find the connect here? Or if I'm a vet, how do I find an employer or employee? So, Nick, Mike, jump off on that and tell me what's the best way to reach out to folks.
I'd love to tackle that one, because there are so many resources, not just for the veterans themselves, but for employers as well. And really, IVMF has many resources on their website to help, but there is a national coalition of companies under the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation called Hiring Our Heroes, and it serves both veterans and employers. So if you are looking for job opportunities, that's a great place to go. It's just hiringourheroes.org, and there is lots of resources out there for both the veteran and the spouses to find jobs. But more importantly, there are resources out there for employers to connect with those veterans and spouses in face-to-face environments, mm-hmm. online environments, and just through search opportunities. So if you are an employer and you don't know how to get connected with that potential workforce, Hiring Our Heroes is a great place to start.
Okay, that's a website, hiringourheroes.com. Is that what we're talking about?
.org.
I'm sorry. Thank you, .org. And by the way, folks, Nicholas is he represents the Institute for Veterans and Military Families, IVMF, at Syracuse University. So you don't have to lose sight of, if you can't remember, you can certainly call or contact Syracuse and get in touch with the IVMF, and they can make sure that you don't get lost in the process of trying to find where you should be. What is the process, if there is a process, of documenting these military members who are coming out or who have just come out? Is there any such agency like that where an employer and say, okay, let me look and see who got out and where are they located and what were they trained for? Is there any such agency like that?
That's a tough one.
Okay, I don't know, and I don't mean to. I'm just wondering, don't you think, doesn't that make sense? Wouldn't it make sense to have a, you know, if, and it could be voluntary, but you say, okay, look, these guys are, maybe they're military police, or maybe they are cybersecurity, or maybe they are so on. Doesn't it make sense for the defense, the Department of Defense, maybe, to have some place where a potential employer could go and say, okay, I'm looking for, man, this age, this sex, this location, this training, and I could tap into that. But we don't have such an agency as you know it now.
Well, the Veterans Affairs does have the Veterans Employment Center, where companies can list themselves as potential employers, but where veterans can also submit their resumes and make themselves available to those employers. So since 9/11, companies have not been able to get data on military members separating from the military for security purposes. So it's important that veterans take advantage of these resources like the VA offers and get their resumes out there so they can be found, because companies like USA can't tap into that DOD database anymore to identify those veterans when they separate. They have to self-identify.
Okay, and this particular paper, the second, as I read it, in the series of four papers, what is new in this that we should know about or that we should look for?
Yeah, I'll jump in on that. So this paper addresses the return on investment point that Mike made in the last segment about how companies are realizing a value in return for their veteran hiring initiative. And so one of the things we wanted to do is, because companies are so different, is to be able to point out the fact that, you know, that return on investment is going to be different for companies. But what's most important is how that company realizes that value is related to how they position veterans in their companies themselves, how they actually put them to their first best use.
Mm-hmm.
So not just making the hire, but really getting to know and understand what the veteran's bringing to the workplace and being able to tap in and leverage that talent to really sort of maximize and give the company their competitive advantage.
I guess
yeah, and I would add that, you know, this isn't just the right thing to do. It makes good business sense. And really what I love about this study is it encourages the formalization of a strategy. So you've got to have a plan. You've got to be purposeful, because companies, before they make this investment in veterans, want to make sure that it's a sound investment. So this really lays out the value of not just acquiring these veterans, but deploying them into the right jobs, developing them, coaching them. So this really is a wonderful roadmap for employers to build a successful program.
Absolutely it is, and I'm very pleased to have Nicholas Armstrong and Mike Kelly with us to talk about the program. When we come back, we'll be even more specific about what you need to do to make sure that you get tapped into the right place. Being Financially Fit with Paul Berry, that's the name of this show. We'll be right back with more. Listening to Being Financially Fit with Paul Berry, in your home, your family, and your finances here on the Radio America Network. Thank you so much for joining us. My thanks to guest Nicholas Armstrong, Senior Director for Research and Policy at IBMF, and Mike Kelly, Assistant Vice President of Military Advocacy at USAA. On this, as we celebrate Memorial Day, we remind all of you for the fourth or fifth time today, because it is important to say, why do we celebrate? What is the purpose? And obviously it is to honor those who have served this country, those who are still alive or veterans, those who are in the military right now somewhere in the world, and those who unfortunately have lost their lives in years past because of their service. We thank you for your service, and we honor you in terms of our memory. And we are also very pleased to have these gentlemen on the show to talk about employment. Who could you better employ than a veteran, somebody who has served their country, who has learned certain disciplines, certain skills, certain values, and who are now out there to look for you, or to have you look for them in terms of finding a job that is going to be meaningful and productive in this country. Let's talk to Nicholas about the reach both ways. Nicholas, go ahead.
Sure. I just wanted to touch back on the comment from the previous section on return on investment and how, one of the big takeaways from this most recent paper is how companies measure the value of their hiring initiatives. And one of the things that we wanted to really emphasize in the paper is that, it's not a one-size-fits-all proposition. Companies are different. Industries are different. There's no one benchmark or value that any one company or that would work for any a range or set of different companies. So the idea is that the companies need to figure that out for themselves, and that's really based in rooted in the whole purpose and value that they see in standing up a hiring initiative in the first place.
Yeah, and if I could add to that, for us at USAA, we have long recognized the significance of military talent in creating an engaged and effective workforce for us. I mean, we serve a military community, so who better to serve our members than those who have actually worn the uniform or lived that lifestyle? So for us, it's important to make sure from a cultural perspective that our employees understand our military members. So it makes great sense for us. But again, going back to what Nick said, it depends on the company. So what do they want to accomplish? That is variable. But what is the same across that audience is that there is tremendous talent and a return on the investment when you invest in these veteran employees.
Boy, is that ever true. And I just to be sure now, so that everybody understands, Nicholas, where do people need to go here to either visit one of the, I know this is a series of four papers, but where can they see the last paper and this paper? Where do you have to go in order to have a chance to look at this again? Would you please?
Sure. If you go to our website is vets.syr.edu. So that's vets.syr.edu. And if you go into our research section there, we have topics on a range of different topics, but this is right under our employment section.
And as I looked at the documentation that was available, the workforce readiness research, about that and everything, I was very impressed and very informed about, how to reach out and how to start making those initial contacts and finding out what it is that I really need to know, as here at the radio station for my show, looking for some vets to come in and work with me here. It's just important to have that information. Gentlemen, I would ask you now, from a standpoint of Memorial Day, what does it mean to you, Nicholas?
Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
It's really about honoring those who we've served with and are no longer with us today, honoring their memory. Very important to me as I've, as an Army veteran myself.
Yeah.
It's very important.
I appreciate it. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, for me, it's drawing attention to the service and sacrifice of those who have gone before us. So I'm a 25-year Air Force veteran. I recently lost my dad just at the end of 2015, and he served in the Army Air Corps. So that's my personal connection, of course, and I have other family members, uncles that served in the military. But I think broadly, it's just good for America to remember the people who have served and sacrificed so that they can enjoy the freedoms that they have today.
Well said, Clint. Well said to you both, Michael and Nicholas. Thank you so much. This is Being Financially Fit with Paul Berry. Tune in next week. We'll be right here the same place, same time, and enjoy Memorial Day. God bless you.